Good evening. This is Akashwani Ijanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. India and UK today signed historic free trade agreement in a landmark move. In his press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today marks a historic day in India-UK bilateral relations. He expressed happiness that after many years of hard work, comprehensive economic and trade agreement between the two nations has been concluded. Mr. Modi noted that this agreement paves the way for shared prosperity of India and UK and will prove especially beneficial for India's youth, farmers, fishermen and MSME sectors. In his statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said that free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has been made since leaving EU. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired inaugurated the two-day capacity building training program for engineers of the State Public Works Department at Itanagar today. In his address, the governor stated that engineers are the backbone of the state's developmental story while citing the critical role they play in shaping the state's infrastructure and future. Stressing the importance of technical upskilling and ethical conduct for sustenance and future readiness, the governor called upon engineers to embrace innovation, sustainability and above all, integrity in their work. The two-day training program is jointly organized by the Vigilance and Training Wing of the PWD and the Indian Building Congress Arunachal Pradesh Center. Minister for Education Pasang Dorje Sona today inaugurated the International Travel Mart 2025 in Bengaluru. The minister in a social media post said that the platform brings together tourism leaders, stakeholders and innovators to foster collaborations that strengthen India's travel and hospitality sector. He added that Arunachal Pradesh is also participating in the Mart. In a major step towards peace and reconciliation, two misguided youth of the state formerly associated with the so-called United Thani Army today surrendered themselves before the authorities and chosen to reject underground activities in favor of joining the mainstream. DGP Anand Mohan congratulated the youth for shunning anti-national paths and choosing to work towards peace and progress. In the meantime, Home Minister Mamanathum, who presided over the surrender ceremony, stated that the government remains fully committed to rooting out anti-national and anti-social activities. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, has condemned the inhuman and unacceptable assault on Yajik Hui Pegmir by her husband, Pegmir Kasa, with a machete at Ripari village under Kampur Rijo Circle. The commission has taken sumo to cognizance of the case and requested the superintendent of police, Kamna district, to take action against the culprit involved in the brutal assault and urged for fair investigation to bring justice to the victim. Meanwhile, the 7th commission, led by its chairperson, Yalim Taga Burang, visited the victim and as ex gratia for immediate relief, the chairperson donated her first salary to the victim. Minister for Agriculture Gabriel D. Wangsu distributed agricultural loans worth Rs 28.17 crore to 282 beneficiaries across the state during a monsoon credit outreach program organized by the State Bank of India's Regional Business Office at Doimukh yesterday. The initiative aimed at deepening financial inclusion and strengthening sustainable agricultural livelihoods also saw the distribution of 50 sanctioned letters to farmers, self-help groups and young entrepreneurs across various districts of the state. The district administration, Dibang Valley, has directed all heads of the departments, offices, private schools and government establishments to mandatorily promote awareness regarding POXO and the importance of child rights. The DA has hereby urged the local authorities to cooperate, ensure the safety and well-being of the children. The India Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for West Kameng, East Kameng, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Upper Subansiri, Upper Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjou, Lohit and Changlang district in Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain very likely at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.